True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
You know, I gotta wonder what kind of working relationship you'd have with Satan.
It's Mike Shope.
I've often wondered that. Like, I don't know what his pronouns are, or their pronouns. Anyway, Satan.
And the Bulldog.
What's the upside of doing well?
Well, maybe they're too busy making everyone else's life hell.
Oh, boy.
And you might just be able to do your own thing if you're partnered with Satan.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
They're too busy, you know, making Scott Norwood miss field goals.
Oh, come on.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Well, I'm just still, I'm late to having formulated this thought fully.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm a few seconds late. Thinking about Brandon Bean, again, referencing fantasy football yesterday. Like, I think he has, this is not a big comment, a good way about him. Like, disposition, Bean. I think if he sounded different, though, maybe looked different, sounded different, he might get people really fired up because some of it is just a lot. And, you know, it's sort of a soft sound and gentle. And what he's saying, like, you know, guys, it wasn't soft or gentle when he walked in our doors back the day after the draft. But still, like, in general, I think he has kind of a good way about him. But he's also he says things like this, you know, just like what we don't know. He's telling us what we don't know. And yesterday there was another comment about fantasy, you know, trades, what? They're easy to talk about and all these, two to tango, all the kind of stuff about how it didn't get done. But he wasn't, he sounded to many, I think, down about it, defeated even maybe. But he wasn't
definitely
angry. You know, he didn't sound angry or anything like that, I thought. But
I think that,
what is he mad at?
I think he's mad that he couldn't get a deal done. I think he came off mad.
Okay.
Like, not mad like he was mad the day, you know, he made his appearance after the draft. But I think there was an undercurrent of frustration, which isn't necessarily equate to anger. But I think he was frustrated for sure. Maybe even mad. I mean, to admit that, I mean, he even said, I went home as, did he say as mad as any fan or frustrated as any fan about not getting a deal done? He also mentioned feeling like having the thought that it felt like, well, that was a waste of time. Like all the work he did. That to me definitely sounds at least frustrated, if not mad. So, yeah, I think it all sort of lines up. And the fantasy thing, there was a clip from the morning show today. Joe is off. He's in Florida going to the Miami game. And so Jeremy was hosting but without Joe, and he sort of laid out the trail of breadcrumbs, is how he phrased it. And One of the things, along with the fantasy football comment, I didn't catch, there was something about younger GMs in there, which, you know, Jer, you know, I apologize. The Jacksonville GM might be 35 years old. And like that adds to, at least for Jeremy, and I guess to me for an extent too, because I think it at least lines up. I'm guessing they were chasing Brian Thomas Jr., but again, I don't know that. It just sort of, some stuff leads you to that conclusion, but it, you know, you could be way off base. Maybe he was chasing Calvin Ridley or something. I don't know.
That shouldn't have been hard.
But right. Right, but see, like, that's where the trail of breadcrumbs can lead you there, because he said something about, you know, talking to teams and not really, like, you're hanging on to that guy, you know, like, you guys, you know, you're not, your record's not good, your season's not going well, what are you doing, kind of thing. But the little jab at a younger GM, and I don't remember in what context that was said, but I know Jer mentioned it as part of the case he was sort of building, trying to figure out maybe what happened exactly on trade deadline day. So
that they come from like the fantasy world.
I guess that's what, like play Madden, play, you know, like just, you know, you're used to being able to do these things on a computer that in real life it's harder to navigate, I guess is the point. Which I don't know, is that not 100% correct? Probably. Like, it's, you're dealing with human beings.
It is.
And it's, you know, pro football with salaries and, you know.
There's no point in being bitter about it, though, or being angry at it, right? I mean, that's what it is. Bean is not an old guy. I mean, we're not talking about Gettleman here. Bean is 49. Does he feel like he's just in the wrong room at this point? I thought before the season, remember this? Talking about the upcoming season, like, you know who's really on the hot seat is Brandon Bean. Like, this is because they haven't had enough success recently in the draft. And Allen is well established. Now your job is to get him to the top, either through drafting defensive linemen constantly or receivers or whatever it is you've got to do. You've got to do it. And it seemed to me like that we would be talking maybe more about him than McDermott, just like that Bean would be the one in the crosshairs this year. And even though they're 6-2 and still very much alive for all of it, I think that that's been right. And especially around the deadline, it's sort of a cheap time to bring it up because, of course, it's going to be true around the deadline.
Right.
But still.
I think a part of what we heard and saw him sound and look like, it doesn't really matter what he looked like. I how he sounded on Tuesday, I think he feels that. I really do. I think what I think we heard on Tuesday was a general manager who was defiant about not feeling as though he needed to do a thing that a lot of people out here thought he should do. And as it turned out, weeks into the season, I think he probably realized, either through just his own analysis or people around him, maybe his head coach, maybe his offensive coordinator, maybe his quarterback, I don't know, some combination of things, people may have had an impact on him that he decided, all right, I got to try to do this thing that I didn't think I'd need to do. And then he couldn't do it. I mean, that is, that anyone would be frustrated. By that scenario. Again, if that's in the ballpark of what went down, right? I'm defiant about thinking I need this. I disagree with the gallery here. I don't think I should have to do this. Look at the results. Look at my team last year. You know, just stick it with this. I need another receiver thing. And the season gets going. And again, maybe people around him, maybe he himself just went like, I wish I hadn't gone that far out on that dock. I might have to do a thing. And like, so you swallow hard. I'm going to go do this thing. All right. And then it to some degree blows up in your face. And now you've got to go out and talk about how you tried to do the thing, not in specifics. I mean, he's going to tell you, but I mean, he did bring up receiver. I think it makes sense. They were connected to receivers. You know, I trust some of that. I think that's a frustrated person right now. And I think with justification. If I'm, you know, feeling around here accurately at all, that I would be frustrated if I were in that situation. I think anybody would be.
You also, by the way, and, you know, we can disavow this, but listening to McDermott the last time or two.
Yeah.
You brought up how you thought he sounded like he wanted help.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there wasn't any.
Right.
Yesterday.
Right. So I think, you know, there's a lot of dot connecting, and the ice gets thinner the more dots you try to stretch out, and, you know, I recognize that. So I'm being intentionally careful here, not because I'm like afraid to say a wrong thing, but I don't want to assert that I know any of this. But I think you can read between some lines. I think you can connect like you did. I'm glad you mentioned the McDermott bit of this from a couple of weeks ago, when it sounded like he was frustrated with his pass catchers and thought they needed more. And I did not think the game against Kansas City should have done away with any of that. So it just it makes sense to me that internally there was pressure to get a deal done. And that would make Bean feel more frustrated than just the noise out here, I think. But it all sort of culminates. It's one big wave. And once it's inside the building, then that's a different thing for him. Like, you know, the people he works with might want something to happen, and he couldn't facilitate it.
Let's go to Nick here. Hi, Nick.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
It's funny, because before the trade deadline, I'm not even sure I wanted the Bills to make a move. But then I see all these contending teams making moves, even like a Colts team led by Daniel Jones. And I'm just like, man, they're going in on a Daniel Jones-led team. And the Bills, I just feel like the complacency, or like just the content of like being in the realm of having a shot to win, it just almost allows them to be like just okay with, you know, oh, it didn't work out. Where I wanted them to maybe be fired up by the Eagles making all these moves. They just won, and they're still not content. And I can just already see, like, the pattern of excuses that we've seen year after year with, like, oh, man, like, we had a team, but injuries, you know, decimated us at the end of the year. But we're already seeing the injuries pile up. So, like, we could have probably done something to bolster this roster to have a more solidified chance. And I get it, like, maybe Bean didn't see the value, but, like, that's your job, to find a trade to improve your team. Like, that's... I understand if maybe some of the value didn't work out, but your job is to find that value and to make moves to improve your team when everyone else is doing so. Maybe, you know, it doesn't always – it tried. And I think that's what drove me the most nuts, is all these other teams in contention tried.
Well, we got to be careful with over and over saying all these other teams. There are, like, maybe two.
Indianapolis made a big move, for sure. I mean, they pushed all in. Jacksonville made a trade for a receiver, which might explain why – it could line up that they would have been willing to part with someone as good and young as Brian Thomas Jr. And Baltimore made a move.
Seattle.
In the AFC. Seattle and the NFC made a move. Philadelphia made a move. They're a top-tier team. That's the list.
Yeah, like, New England could have thought it needed somebody. Kansas City and Breece Hall were talked about a lot. Pittsburgh is in a playoff
Denver
spot.
Denver was talked about a lot.
Definitely won. Chargers.
Tampa's had a lot of injuries. Did they? I don't think they did anything of substantive.
My struggle this week has been that and this call exemplifies it, has been that we're making the trade deadline out to be basically the entire offseason. You know, it's like, oh, how could you not? Most teams don't. And only recently has the deadline become interesting at all in the NFL. It's not like it's a holiday, you know, where everybody goes shopping. And I mean, these trades are complicated with contracts, and I'm not trying to make excuses for them, because basically you're saying I would have liked one thing. I think one thing gets people off his back, and then you just have to see how it turns out, like Cooper did.
Right.
You know, but that didn't work out. Do we like that he made that trade? I would say yes.
I still do. Yeah.
Didn't work out. Well, the caller's like, that's your job. Well, your job is to get it right, preferably, not just to do anything. And Cooper is a cautionary tale. Maybe they might have been a little bit less willing this time around to make the same trade because of how last year's went. I don't know. I think that might be right. Let's go to RJ. Hi, RJ.
Hey, guys. So my big thing here is listening to him talk yesterday. I felt almost duped by what he was saying, or he was trying to dupe us. I don't believe he believed the words he was talking. He talked about things like, hey, trades couldn't happen, and that's a possibility. I can't, that I will believe, but if you remember, he said, he goes, well, we don't want to push something down so it strangles us in 2027. I don't care about 2027 right now. I care about 2025, and he kept bringing up, oh, well, we have Josh Allen. Stop using that. He needs things to make his team better around Josh. And that's, I think, Bean is us put his hat on Josh Allen, that he can make all the blemishes go away when he plays well. But if he doesn't have that attacker that he can use in a game and rely on, he can't do everything. He can't.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price, so that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month. Required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks. Busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Score every touchdown. He can't run up every ball. And I just felt at that time that in his voice, I just felt he didn't believe what he was saying either, on everything he was talking about. And he was hoping the Bills fans bought it. And I'm just not into buying that right now. I'm worried about 2025, not 2027 right now.
That particular point, I don't blame him for. Maybe some of the other stuff there is fair. But like the glass guys, well, what do your job? His job includes caring about the
2027,
future.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
2 years ago, if he makes a move and said, well, or he doesn't. He's like, well, I got to think about 2025. We would have said the same thing because they'd been in the playoffs 3-4 years in a row. And here we would be 2 years later. Oh, I wish I didn't do that. Had this draft pick or this cap right. space or whatever. So I think that's a little much for me. Like, well, he has to care about the future too. And, you know, well, I guess it's debatable. Like the Colts did what they did. And that's close to not caring about 2027.
Yeah, it is. And it's big money coming in, too. Like, I think the context in which he makes that point is important to remember to the caller and anyone else listening to what the caller just pointed out. I think, you know, he's talking about players with big contracts that they'd be inheriting, which, you know, does not really include Rashid Shaheed or even Brian Thomas Jr. right now. It might include a commitment to, in the future, do something big with that player, but it was not something that was immediately pressing down on you. But there were other players, like Jaylen Waddle's an example of a player with a huge contract that, I never really took the idea of the Bills trading for Jaylen Waddle seriously enough to look at what the contract would actually be like were he to be moved and just how flexible you could have been within that, because I just didn't think Miami was going to trade Jaylen Waddle to the Bills. Possible they could have traded him somewhere else. I just didn't think they'd do it in division. It's another way that I think he is. I understand the caller's frustration. It's a long list of reasons why what we all wanted to happen, including him himself, Bean, didn't happen today. Like maybe deals that were presented to him that he liked the asking price on. Well, why do those, do we know enough about this now? Why do those deals get made? Because you're inheriting them. You're taking the burden of the contract. And the Bills were not in a position to do that. They just weren't. If they were going to, and Bean did clarify this too, because I mentioned how the Jalen Phillips trade happened and how the Eagles got Miami to keep a bunch of that money. They converted it to a signing bonus, and so his salary for the rest of the year was, it fit under Philadelphia's cap. There was a deadline to do that with players that were going to get moved, and it was Monday at 4 o'clock, which I did not know about. So you couldn't just call up the Dolphins and ask for Jalen Waddle and say, yeah, but we need you to take, you know, 80% of his salary this year, convert it to bonus, and then we'll make this trade, and we'll live with the rest of the contract in the future years. That time had already come and gone. And so if Miami were serious about trading the player to a team that couldn't take the full contract, they would have needed to act before Tuesday. And, you know, they didn't.
What's the point of that? So that the league has an extra day to make sure everything's cool?
I'm not sure. The first I ever heard of it was when I heard Bean talking about it. I think after our show on Tuesday, it got played. No. Or yesterday. I don't remember what day. Anyway, so I did not know about that. But, I'm not sure why that rule, why it exists, why it has to be done that way, why I can't just do that. You know, oh, you want this player? Okay, yeah, we'll do that for you, like, in the moment. But there is a deadline for it. So he's citing a specific category of player that he couldn't trade for, which would be a guy with a $10 million salary for the rest of the year.
Once it got to be yesterday.
Right, right.
Friday would have been fine.
Sure.
That way you still have the weekend.
Right, right.
Mike is next. Hello, Mike.
How are you?
Good, thank you, Mike.
Listen, I got to jump in on this course, too, with Brandon Green. Isn't it all just a little bit simpler than we're making it? Like, the Dolphins are not going to trade with us. The Jets are not going to trade with us. The Jags probably were never giving up Thomas. What about Shaheed? He was there for the taking. He went for a 4 and a 6. Everybody would have been delighted to get that speed on the outside. The asking price wasn't a lot. Why not zero in on the guy you really want and need that will actually help Josh and pull it off?
Well,
go for it. I mean, if a 4 and a 6 took it, maybe a 4 and a 5, you know, might have done the job. Who knows? But there's one player that I think everyone is really frustrated about to see go away for that price that he did.
I'm right with you. I think that's right. And Bulldog said yesterday that maybe the answer to that is that they were still hoping to do better.
Yeah.
And ultimately they couldn't. And if they wanted Shaheed, the frustration you saw yesterday might have been partly that was a trade I was willing to make, but we had this other, maybe he thinks somebody played him and then went the other way at the last minute where it was too late to get Shaheed. You know, in deals, and this isn't something anybody needs to tell Brandon Bean, but timing. And sometimes you got to say yes before there is precedent, before there is a standard that's been set. This is, you know, what a player like this is worth. And then everybody else can work around that. Somebody has to set that. Is that the word I want, precedent? Somebody has to establish that value. And again, maybe this is one where the Bills didn't. Well, we know they didn't.
Right. The danger in being the team that sets the market is that you've set the market and everybody else paid less, and now you look like a chump. But you got the guy. You know that's the point, right? If you want the guy, get the guy. Listen. I don't know it. My very strong suspicion is exactly what you just said. That again, not knowing if Shaheed appealed to them or not. But I think it makes sense that they were shooting bigger and Shaheed happened early enough in the day that they might have thought, we got this other stuff cooking and this will be better for us. So let's focus on that and not get – because you get Shaheed, you're not doing the other thing.
So is this all admitting defeat on the receiver room? Even just going as far as to talk about it like that yesterday and we tried, that isn't what I was predicting. Which was that they would not really try. That they have told you what they want. They have established who they are and what they have. And that they're going to ride it out because their record is good and their numbers are still good. And why would there be any big move? Maybe that was wrong, that they wanted to make a big move but didn't. I'm not claiming victory on that. I never thought a receiver trade was going to happen, but I kind of feel like now they wanted it to. And all right.
That leaves everybody in a kind of a weird place.
What was all that you said? And what happened to 30 points a game? What happened to Keon Coleman's development? I mean, are we done with Coleman? Are we done with everybody eats? Are we like just, but even if we are, too bad because there's no one new to come in and change. Yeah, it's like everything is sort of wrong.
Dude, the day after the draft, the day that he makes his appearance on the station and goes nuclear like he did, that afternoon, I know I said, because I still believe it now, he was putting himself in the line of fire, big time. Your receiver group better come through for Josh Allen in this offense, because if it doesn't, everybody is going to be right here with how much of a spectacle you made of the whole thing after the draft. And I think Tuesday was an opportunity to try to, I don't know, fix that, if you will. And that, I think, is where the frustration came from.
I can't wait for the Bills to win the Super Bowl this year and have Curtis Samuel be their leading receiver at 4 for 37. And we just complain about it at the parade. Sal at 5, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.